The biggest concern now in the national capital is actually oxygen and its availability in hospitals. It is very much an hour-by-hour situation. If at a certain time the oxygen doesn't arrive, people will lose their lives. It's not an exaggeration. The Delhi High Court has been looking at it all of today. They've been looking at it yesterday as well. We'll take a look at the story, and then we'll look at the oxygen crisis, and we'll look at it not just from a Delhi perspective, because this has also been happening in other parts of our country.
Struggling to breathe, Saurabh Bharadwaj, MLA from Delhi, is pleading central and Haryana government to help Delhi with oxygen supplies, as Delhi faces acute shortage of oxygen, with many hospitals with just hours of oxygen left.
सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट और हरियाणा गवर्नमेंट कोई रिक्वेस्ट करता हूँ कि इस तरीके की चीज़ें ना करें. बहुत सारे लोग इस ऑक्सीजन पे डिपेंडेंट हैं.
51-year-old Ashish Goyal pleads with folded hands for oxygen supply for his hospitalized father, who is on ventilator at Delhi's Sarod Super Speciality Hospital. After hospital authorities informed Mr. Goyal that only 15 minutes of oxygen is left at the hospital.
हर अब 15 मिनट की बैकअप आ रहा है कि 15 मिनट में ही ऑक्सीजन खत्म होने वाली है. पूरे लोग सब ऑक्सीजन के लिए बहुत परेशान हैं. हॉस्पिटल भी बहुत कोशिश कर रहा है कि किसी तरीके से ऑक्सीजन आए, और अदरवाइज अगर ऑक्सीजन नहीं मिलती है तो बहुत यहाँ पे पेशेंट्स की जान को खतरा होने वाला है.
In a major respite to over 150 COVID patients, Sarod Super Speciality Hospital received a tanker of medical oxygen. However, the situation remains critical in several other hospitals. In a private hospital in Ghaziabad, ambulances, instead of transporting patients, are now transporting oxygen cylinders to be refilled. The situation in Vaishali's Lakshmi Chandra Hospital is extremely critical, with 118 COVID patients and merely an hour of oxygen left.
कोई ऑक्सीजन सप्लाई नहीं है.
नहीं, फिलहाल में तो नेगेटिव हो जा रहा था. रिपोर्ट आई
कुछ भी है, मैं अस्पताल में किसी मरीज को भर्ती करने की पोजीशन पे नहीं हूँ. ऑक्सीजन आ नहीं रही है.
Upset with the present scenario, MD Mukesh Goyal has written a letter to the administration appealing them to take over the hospital.
ऐसी कंडीशन के अंदर हमने शासन से भी कहा, शासन कोशिश कर रहा है लेकिन कोई सफलता मिल नहीं रही है. तो आखिर में मजबूरन होकर हमने कहा कि शासन हमारा हॉस्पिटल टेक ओवर कर ले, जिस तरह से चाहे हमारा पूरा स्टाफ उसको कोऑपरेट करेगा, कम से कम हम अपना जो टाइम है वो मरीजों के इलाज के लिए लगा सकते हैं.
शांति मुकुंद हॉस्पिटल, अनदर हॉस्पिटल इन ईस्ट दिल्ली, हैज स्टार्टेड डिस्चार्जिंग पेशेंट्स हु आर नॉट ऑन ऑक्सीजन सपोर्ट ड्यू टू द लैक ऑफ ऑक्सीजन. द हॉस्पिटल अलेजेस दैट द फर्म रिस्पॉन्सिबल फॉर प्रोवाइडिंग ऑक्सीजन हैज स्टॉप्ड रिस्पॉन्डिंग टू आवर कॉल्स.
हमारे पास 110 पेशेंट एडमिटेड है, जिसमें से अराउंड 12 वेंटिलेटर पे हैं और 85 मोर देन 5 लीटर ऑक्सीजन पे, और सारे के सारे सिक पेशेंट हैं, और जो हमारे कुछ पेशेंट जो डिस्चार्ज हो सकते हैं उनको शिफ्ट डिस्चार्ज करने को बोल दिया.
Meanwhile, the Delhi High Court gave stringent direction to the central government for smooth supply of oxygen to the hospitals, a special corridor for oxygen transportation, adequate security for the tankers. If anyone stops, obstructs the movement of oxygen, criminal action will be taken against them. Earlier, the central government had claimed that to meet the exponential rise in demand, it has increased quota of oxygen for 7 states.
The COVID-19 situation in the country has deteriorated so much right now that despite the efforts from the central as well as the state government, several hospitals, especially in Delhi NCR, are reporting shortage in oxygen for COVID-19 patients that are admit in these hospitals. And the lives of hundreds of COVID patients are dependent on these kind of oxygen cylinders, and these cylinders are somehow managing to keep them alive. The cameraperson Sushil Rathi and correspondent Saurabh Shukla and Ravi Ranjan Shukla, Akshay Dongde, 20 TV.
That's now Brigadier Manohar Khajuria. He is the director of Saroj Hospital. Brigadier Khajuria, how close was it for you today?
It was frightening. We had such a crisis today, and not only today, it has been happening for the last 3 days. We have been having such a frightening time that one was getting goosebumps. The last two 2 days also we had a very, very close shave. When the vehicle, that is the tanker, arrived, we had just 15 minutes of oxygen left. And today it was even lesser. When we got the tanker, we had just about five minutes of gas, that is oxygen left. So I was really going through a very, very tough time as to what will happen after 5 minutes in case the tanker doesn't come. Or if there is a slight amount of delay in the tanker, maybe on the roadside there is a red, you know, traffic light which stops it, or anything can go wrong. So it was really by the skin of the teeth that we got saved today. It was really bad.
Have this problem tomorrow as well.
I suppose government is taking certain actions. They have told us. I only hope that it doesn't happen, because we cannot take this kind of stress every day.
Right. Well, let's hope you actually do get that, this flow of oxygen consistently. Dr. Skand Trivedi, the head of cardiology at the Bansal Hospital, Bhopal, joins us. Dr. Trivedi, how bad was it for you today? How close was it for your patients?
I'm not able to hear. There's some interference coming.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, but there's some other sound also.
Oh, no, don't worry about the other sound, sir. You're live on air. Okay. My question to you, how close was it for you today?
For me, we were fortunate that we had about 4 hours of supply left. And when your program aired and our guys were already there. And hello?
Go ahead. Keep talking. Hello? Yes. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. Hello? Keep talking. Yes.
Yeah. So when we informed collectors and all, they were quite helpful, and their program also helped us. And before we could end our last 2 hours, we got a supply for a few hours. And then they have assured us that in the midnight at around 1 or 2 o'clock, they will give us some more supply. But this irregularity in oxygen supply has become a difficult task for all of us. You know, every day we have to fight from morning till evening, and we are not sure how much of oxygen at the end of the day we will get. And the situation is becoming bad to worse, that now the problem is that the relatives and patient families are asking us, why are you not giving us the bed? And I'm quite afraid that this is going to lead to civil unrest. And therefore, government should do something about it. I know government is also handicapped. They also don't know how much of oxygen can come. These are unprecedented times. Some of us thought of this in the past. Some of us never thought of this. And that's the problem what we are facing today. So we are not at all prepared. And my worry, Vishnu, is one, that in coming 2 weeks, those patients who have got cured of COVID are going to visit us back again with respiratory illnesses, and our oxygen requirement are going to go exponentially. So right now, I think all of us are factoring in only the COVID, and that also we are not able to address. Just think about the post-COVID, those who have survived, the situation sounds pretty bad. Now, another thing which I want to say is that through your channel is that many of our patients, when they're on high flow oxygen or on oxygen, they want to talk to their relatives on mobile phone. Now, through your channel, I want to appeal to all of them that please don't do it. Not only you waste a lot of oxygen, but you are creating a big fire hazard. We have seen some of the hospitals suffer, but it is so difficult for patients, I can understand. But if you, through your channel, can re-emphasize that relatives should not do it. And lastly, I want to make one more point towards oxygen supply is that I have not seen it being done. The police department should take control of all the COVID centers. They should have their plan ready with them.
Right.
They should teach all the staff, because some of the hospitals do not have training. Many of the COVID hospitals have just propped up.
No, so I take that point, and that's certainly something we would, you know, get around to discussing more. But I'd like to thank you both very much for joining us. And it's frightening that in a situation like this, you are down to a few hours of oxygen. And as leaders in your hospitals, as directors in your hospitals, you know, you don't know what's going to happen next. It couldn't be worse as India goes through perhaps our biggest challenge. We're going to take a short break. There's more coming up.